The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Is Elizabeth Warren a science denier? I mean, when it comes to her own genealogy, she says she just doesn't need it. You know, when you're on the, you know, the hard left as a progressive, it's best for your credibility if you can associate with a minority, even if it's a bit of a stretch. So Warren has decided to go with being a Native American, and that's her narrative, and that's her reality, and that's her truth, and she's sticking to it. She doesn't have to prove to anybody that she's part Native American. She knows it in her heart. Fortunately for Warren, there is science to the rescue, thanks to DNA testing services like the popular 23andMe. All she has to do is spit into a little tube, mail it off, and presto, you shut down all of the critics who have dared to question her narrative. So she's going to inject some facts about her Native American heritage into the conversation that she started, right? Right? I mean, here's the thing. Why would you want to solve this? It's almost like the birth certificate. That damn birth certificate thing was such nonsense, but the White House kept bringing it up. The White House kept bringing it up. The White House would refuse to release. Just release the thing. Just release it. It's over. No, no. Why? Because it can it paints the people who are against you as somebody who is racist, and thus I can raise more money and get more power. Warren made her rounds Sunday on the morning news shows. She was asked about the possibility of clearing up the issue of her Native American heritage through a DNA test, and she said, "I don't need to stoop to that. I know who I am, and I never used it for anyone." For anything, she kind of told her West Side Story tale of her life. Her white father fell madly in love with her part Native American mother, and they had to elope because the father's side was so bigoted, and they opposed the marriage to this squaw that she knows who she is. And that may be true, and that's a great story. In a speech to the National Congress of American Indians last month, Warren said, "Every time somebody brings my story up, I'm going to use it to lift up the story of your families and your communities." Wow. That sounds like the perfect fundraising tool, doesn't it? Classic politician pivot. Also sounds like somebody who might be running for president, but she denied that over and over again yesterday. With Hillary out of the way, and the benefit of the, you know, this being the year of, you know, hashtag Me Too and rabid anti-Trump forces out simmering on the left. People around Warren have caught a whiff of history. They're getting giddy about the prospect of her becoming the first female president in history. I don't know if she's going to run or not. A lot of people are saying, yeah, she kicked off her 2020 campaign yesterday by going on three different Sunday news shows to say she is definitely not running for president.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.